Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 307. ERA. How does it affect you? I am reading in full the text of the proposed 27th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Section 1. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. Section 2. The Congress shall have the power to enforce, by appropriate legislation, the provisions of this article. Section 3. This amendment shall take effect 2 years after date of ratification. There are two indisputable facts concerning the Equal Rights Amendment. Under Section 2, ERA would positively take away from the state legislatures their primary authority in everything that involves the rights of women, transferred out of the hands of the states and put into the hands of the federal government would be jurisdiction over women's rights. All laws differentiating between the sexes would ultimately be interpreted by the United States Supreme Court. Fact number two. Section 1 is so vague that no one can say with certainty what ERA means. The Equal Rights Amendment will mean whatever the Supreme Court says. There are two things that the Equal Rights Amendment will not do. First, it will not give women equal pay for equal work, better paying jobs, or better working conditions. The Equal Employment Opportunity Act of 1972 requires this already. Secondly, ERA will not give women additional educational opportunities. The Educational Amendments Act of 1972 requires this already. What will the Equal Rights Amendment do? First, it will invalidate in all states the laws which give the husband sole responsibility for the financial support of his wife and children, and will make a wife responsible with her husband to support the family. Present family laws are based on the fact that women have babies and men do not. ERA will change all laws so that men and women are treated absolutely the same. There can be no difference of treatment between men and women. Equality could be imposed in one of these ways. First, the wife can lose her present homemaker's social security benefits because men don't get equal homemaker benefits. Second, the wife can keep her homemaker's social security benefits if the husband is required to pay double social security taxes, first on his own wages and second on his homemaker, wife, even though she isn't drawing any wages. This would mean paying up to $950 each year in additional social security taxes to get the same benefits homemakers receive right now. The Equal Rights Amendment will make women subject to the draft and combat duty on equal basis with men, and will wipe out Congress's present power to exempt women. The following is a quotation from the Yale Law Journal, which is supported by the amendment's proponents. Quote, "Women will serve in all kinds of units, and they will be eligible for combat duty. The double standard for treatment of sexual activity of men and women will be prohibited. Deferment policy could provide that one but not both of the parents would be deferred. For example, whichever parent was called first might be eligible for service. The remaining parent, male or female, would be deferred." End of quote. ERA will make unconstitutional laws which benefit women only, such as protective labor laws. ERA will prohibit single-sex organizations such as fraternities, sororities, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, YWCA, and YMCA. ERA will prohibit separate prison and reform schools, and could compel sex integration within these institutions. ERA will legalize homosexual marriages with the option to adopt children and the right of homosexuals to teach school. Former Senator Sam Ervin says, "I don't know of but one group of people who will benefit from ERA, and that is the homosexual." ERA could prohibit churches from excluding women from any office on the ground that churches must conform to public policy to remain tax exempt. Restructuring the American family is the intent of the principal ERA proponents. Gloria Steinem, editor of Ms. Magazine, a leading feminist, said at a Houston meeting, "For the sake of those who wish to live in equal partnership, we have to abolish and reform the institution of marriage." She further said in the Saturday Review of Education, March 19, 1903, "By the year 2000, we will, I hope, raise our children to believe in human potential, not God. Our God did not make men and women alike. There are physiological, functional, and psychological differences. This is not to imply that one is superior to the other. It is simply to state that men and women are to complement each other. Woman was the only one of God's creation that was created because of a need. You can read about this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Please help the fight against Equal Rights Amendment. Thank you for calling Bible Call."
The message you have just heard was brought to you by The Church of Christ.